Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Happy holidays to you and season's greetings. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Happy Holidays, and welcome to our Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and let's do the sports report. Let's talk NFL, National Football League. Hello.
I guess I'll start it then. Hey, G Money, how you doing there?
Hey, I'm all right, man. I'm kicking it. It's my birthday, and I want to be happy. Yep, today is the 23rd, and it's 2 days before Christmas, so it's 3 days past my birthday. So we're still celebrating, though. I'm still enjoying my birthday. All right.
Yeah,
well,
it's also time for the sports report. So last night was Monday night football. Thursday night football.
Thursday night football.
Jacksonville Jaguars beat the New York Jets 19-3. You bet on Jets and under, but it was Jaguars and under.
19-3. Jaguars beat the Jets 19-3. Wow, that's amazing.
Yep.
I can't believe. Okay, I guess the Jets have lost all of their power then, and the Jaguars is the new kid on the block now. All right, well, that's a loss for G Money. So that's it for the sports report for the NFL. National Football League. So, DJ Papa D, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm going to tell a joke. There was a man and a woman sitting on a bus, and the woman was reading the Bible, and the man asked her, he said, "Do you believe everything that's written in that book?" And she said, "Yes, I do. It's the Word of God. So I believe it with all of my heart." And he said, "Well, I don't know. I got some questions about some of the stories in that book, especially the one about the whale that ate the man. Do you believe that really happened?" She said, "Yes, I do. And when I go to heaven, I'll ask Jonah about that. But when you go to where you're going, you can ask about that, too." I'm G Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking, and she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving. So we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out. a friend of mine actually told me this story. He was working in a carnival as a carny in New York, and he was working in the game section where you would throw a ring over some milk bottles. Well, he had some guys that were dope dealers come, and they tried to win some teddy bears, and they couldn't win. So then they said, hey, we want to bet some money. So he bet them that he could throw the ring, and they would land on the milk bottles. And he would throw three rings, and all three rings landed on the milk bottle. So then they threw the rings, and they didn't get any rings to land on the milk bottle. So they lost their money.
Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, hit five all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue side, blue stepping crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nerd. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Faire. Girls in my neighborhood, French braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp come. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go tell somebody. Heard me? Thank you. I would walk around, and any girls that I saw that was around and they weren't dancing, they were just sitting at the table either because they were fat or because they were ugly or because they weren't dressed real nice. Nobody had asked them to dance. So I would make it my business to walk around, and I would see the girls that were sitting at the tables by themselves. They would be patting their foot and banging their fingernails on the tables, but they weren't getting up to dance. So I would walk around, and I'd see these girls, and I'd go up and ask them to dance. And they would be so happy to get up and dance, and they'd say, yes, I want to dance. And they would get up and they'd dance with me, and I would have them on the dance floor sweating because I made them work for it. I made them dance until they were tired. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything. From towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the Internet and make you famous on YouTube. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. Get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Happy holidays, Las Vegas, and season's greetings to everybody else around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, and season's greetings to everybody on Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short joke for you. Why did the homeless turtle cross the road? You don't know? You don't know? Because he had to go to the Shell station. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money. I had a friend that had a girlfriend that had one eye and one leg. And I asked him what he called her, and he said he called her IHOP. I'm G Money. Oh, I'm so funny. All right, I got another joke for you. Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? You don't know? Does he look really silly wearing a sweater? I'm Jay Money. Oh, I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, all right. Well, now, DJ, are we ready for a story or we're going to continue with more of the show? You got some more clips to share with the audience? I forgot kind of where we are on the show.
So I'm running in the outfield for this fly ball. We got two men on base, and both of them, I'm sure, are running because this guy has hit the ball and it's going over my head, and I'm running for the ball. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? And I'm running, and I see a cake fall. Nothing drops in my outfield. And out of nowhere, my frat, my Sam's, my line brother, Brother Love, comes out of left field, and he passes me up, and he catches the ball over his shoulder. He runs and catches the ball over his shoulder. He makes a miraculous catch, and I'm shocked. I'm like, where the hell did you come from?
Something about the West Coast.
Shh, don't tell nobody.
Something about the West Coast. It makes me wanna ride. Shake your West about the West Coast. Put your hands up, let's ride. To the city of the thing
no,
about
no,
the
West Coast.
Keep your body on the next
me
wanna ride.
Feel real good.
Shake your West Coast.
Put your
hands up, let's ride.
Put
your hands up and ride.
It's still one look. It's just a whole lot more money involved.
Out my zone, I roam like mobile phones.
Right.
Ragtop pets, Yukons, and hogs with phones. Silly bitches lying wait until the day I come home. While a phone machine kicks, bitch rich ain't at home. 6 million ways to mob, choose one. I chose to dispose of those who call themselves foes. Pros like bitches, tuck their toes like hoes. These amateur niggas done turn pro. Can't ride with the high pro glow. The boss with the sauce got receipts to show how much it costs. I dedicate this to the riders who like to slip sideways. Beware. Double shutting down the highway.
Keep your body on the dance floor. Motherfuckers out there acting up.
West side,
nigga. Rep on the motherfuckers. They have their hands in their hands. You know what I'm saying? We represent.
How many MCs must get this before somebody say, don't fuck with Rich, it's evidential. The presidential slept on the wrist. Who that new nigga from Oakland with that brand new twist? Don't even worry about it. Watch your neck and chest. Damn well he get Elliot like Mr. Ness. Known for flipping scripts, sick duets and mic rips. But now I'm off the hook, don't trip. Hookers throw your skirt up. Throw your turf up, hustlers trust her. It's a little put that work up. Cause if they ride, they gon' ride tonight. When they hit, we to the next life. Believe it. I'm having some spam, he tagged me through your TV, had Steve on it with evil me. You wanna ride with me, that's when you call your NIG. I'd rather be putting a twomp on something thick. Big SSL with Nicky Scarf in the mix. Still hitting licks in a villa with cigarillos. Big head C-notes and then light green pillows. Tinted windows, V-dozen, on my Benzo. The rumble and humble, out over versus the endo. That's how it bees when I smoke for show. West Coast representing all O. Believe it.
Banging to the fullest. I don't think y'all quite understand what's happening in here tonight. Nigga, Oakland making big history. As usual. Niggas ain't prejudiced, man. Motherfucker just real happy to be in this whole shit. Don't represent. And this motherfucker don't do that.
Where you from? Oakland. Oakland.
I was working at a self-serve gas station. Well, a Mexican man came up for a pack of cigarettes, and then he paid me, and he walked off. And I was sitting there talking to the kids, and some other people showed up, and he came back, and he said, "No, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack." So I said, "Okay." I said, "Kids, you guys watch the booth. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes." And I walked into the office, and remember, the windows are all painted. So I'm in there, and I ask the man, "Okay, what kind of cigarettes you want?" And he tells me a flavor. And I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes. And when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face. We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, "I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, "I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand. And this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand. And he took off running, and I lost it. And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is legit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets. coming soon to a liquor store near you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Las Vegas. Let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up. Put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks. So follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Season's greetings and happy holidays. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stewart. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show. Season's greeting, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a short joke for you. I wrote a book, and they said the book was boring. They put it on the Braille reading list because they said blind people were reading the book and their fingers were going to sleep. Oh, I'm G Money. All right, I got another joke for you. There was a man speeding on the highway, and he passed a freeway billboard that had a highway patrol parked behind the billboard. And the highway patrolman was eating his lunch. And he saw the man speed by on the highway. And he said, oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway. So he put his lunch up, and he took off in pursuit of the man. And he was running after, he was riding after the man. And he said to himself, if I catch up with this guy, I'm going to ask him why he was speeding. And if he gives me a good answer, then I'm going to let him go. And then I'm going to go back and finish my lunch. So, I'm going to go back and finish my lunch. So, he was chasing a man, and he pulled him over finally. And he walked to the window, and he said, excuse me, sir, can you tell me why you were speeding? And the man said, well, I saw the highway patrol sitting behind that freeway billboard, and I thought about my wife, because the highway patrol officer had run off with my wife. And then when I saw the red lights on top of your car, I thought you were trying to catch up with me to give her back. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, I got one last joke for you. There was a man that had an accident, and he was in the hospital for a while. But when he got out of the hospital, he found out that he didn't have any ears, that his ears had been cut off because of the accident. but he got a lot of money. So he decided he was going to open up his own business. So his business was going to be an observation business. And so he had some people that lined up to be interviewed for the job. And the first guy came in and sat at the desk, and he asked him, he told him, he said, this is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he said, you don't have any ears. And the man started screaming, get out of here. I don't want to talk to you no more. So then the interviewer went out to the lobby, and he got the second guy that was waiting to be interviewed. And he brought him in and sat him behind the desk. And then he was talking to him, and he said, this is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he said, you don't have any ears. And the man said, I don't want to hear that. Get out of here. I don't want to talk to you no more. So the man left. And when he walked out to the lobby, he walked to the third guy that was waiting for his interview. And he told him, he said, hey, man, whatever you do, don't say anything about the interviewer because he doesn't have any ears. And he's really sensitive about that. So if you can say something that doesn't have anything to do with him not having any ears, then I think you'll get the job. And the guy said, right, old man, that's good looking out. Thank you for the information, for the hint. I appreciate that. And if I get hired, I'm going to look after you. And the guy said, right on. All right, good luck. And he said, thank you. And then the interviewer came out and got the third guy and took him into the office and sat him behind the desk. And he said, this is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he said, you wear contact lenses. And the interviewer was like surprised. He was like, wow, that's amazing. How could you? I've never had anybody say anything to me like that before. That's just amazing. What made you think of that? He said, well, you don't have any, you can't wear any eyeglasses. Because you got no ears to hold your eyeglasses on. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, that's the end of my joke. So now it's time for me to share a story with you that I recorded for your listening pleasure. So sit back, put your head back, put your feet up, and relax. And you can get something to drink, and you can get something to snack on while you listen to my story. It should be educational. It should be informative, and it should be inspirational. And I'm sure you will be amused because it should be very amusing. Most of the stories that I talk about are stories that happened in my lifetime. So they're always entertaining, and they're always educational. So DJ Papa D, you know the story that I recorded for the listening audience. Are we ready to play that for the audience now? If so, let's go. When I was in the sixth grade, I was getting ready to go to my little league game, and I was getting ready to pitch against the second best team in the league. We were tied with them for second place, and so I was going to go and pitch against them so that we could move up in the standings. So my mother took me out to the front yard of my house, and from driveway to driveway was the distance of the pitching mound.
that was about 60 feet. So she took me out there, and I was dressed in my baseball uniform, and I was ready to go to the game. And she got my catcher's glove, and she said, well, let's play catch, and I can get you loose before you play. And I said, okay. So I threw the ball, and we played catch because my mother was an athlete. She played softball in high school, and she was a talented athlete in college. So she could handle the baseball. And I threw the ball, and we played catch for about 20 throws. And then she squatted down like a catcher, and she said, okay, let me see you hit the glove. And I was like, what? And she's like, pretend I'm your catcher, Daryl, and you throw me the ball like you're going to throw it in the game tonight. So I said, okay. And I wound up, and I threw the ball kind of light to her. And she said, no, throw it like you're going to throw it in the game. And I'm like, you want me to throw it fast like that? But you're a girl. You can't catch a fastball. And she said, pretend I'm Daryl, your catcher, and throw me the ball. And I said, okay. And I wound up, and I threw another pitch to her. And she said, I told you to put some stank on the ball. Throw with some heat. I want to hear you. I want to see you make this glove pop. And I said, okay. And the next pitch, I wound up, and I fired the ball in. And it hit the glove, and she said, ow. And she threw the glove up in the air. And I said, I'm sorry, Mama. I didn't mean to throw it that hard. And she was like, it's all right. That ball popped. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. You put heat on your throw like that. That's how I want you to pitch tonight. I want you to throw the ball like that every pitch. And I was like, okay. And she was shaking her hand, and she put the glove back on, and she said, all right, let's throw the ball. And I fired it in for about 20 more pitches, and then I said, all right, let me see, show you my curveball. And I threw the curveball, and it broke about 4 feet. And she said, my God, you got an excellent curveball. And I'm like, Mama, you ain't seen nothing yet. So that's the end of my story. Because my daddy came home, and he had to change clothes. And then we jumped in the car with all of my brothers, and we went to the baseball diamond for me to pitch my first no-hitter in my life. Yes, it was an excellent game, but I lost the no-hitter 1-0. Yeah, it was a good game I pitched. I had 20 strikeouts, but I walked the very first batter that came to the plate, and so we ended up losing the game 1-0.
I had a situation where I was pitching in St. Anselm's, and I was in the sixth grade, and I was pitching against St. Eugene's Elementary School, and we were tied with second place with St. Eugene's, so we had to win this game in order to move into second place automatically by ourselves. So we started the game, and St. Eugene's had a player on the team. His name was John Long, and he actually had a younger brother named William Long that played football with me at Sarah High School. But before I got to Sarah, we played at St. Anselm's. And John played for St. Eugene's. And John wasn't really an athlete. He wasn't really a ball player. But he was out on the team, and the coach decided to put him in the game early so that he could get his time in, and then he could pull him out of the game, and he could play his better players. So what he did was he sent John to the plate, and he told John to squat down, because John was real short. So he told him to squat down at the plate. And when I was pitching, it made it a little difficult for me to throw strikes at John, because everything I threw, it went over the plate. But it went like waist high or neck high or head high. I couldn't throw anything any lower than that because I just couldn't bend that far when I threw the ball. So everything
no
I threw though. Went across the plate, but it went high. Because John was squatting down. So I ended up walking John, first batter up in the beginning of the game. And then I was pitching to the next batter, and I was throwing curveballs because I was famous for my curveballs. And I was throwing curveballs, and the guys were swinging, and they were missing the ball, but my catcher was missing the ball. And so the ball would go to the backstop, and the catcher would jump up and run to the backstop to catch go get the ball. And John would run to second base. And it wasn't like he was stealing. He was just moving to second because his coach told him to run. So he ran, and he got to second base, and he was safe. So now I'm pitching at this batter. And I strike him out. So now we got one out. And the next batter comes up, their third hitter, and I'm throwing the ball, and I'm still throwing curveballs. I'm throwing my famous curveball that nobody could hit. So I was throwing curveballs. I was throwing sliding across and dropping down. I had all kind of curveballs in my portfolio. And I threw the ball, and the catcher missed the ball again. And the guy, John, ran to third base. So now we got one out, and we got a guy on third base. And so I strike the next guy out. So I struck out two batters, and I walked one batter, and the batter's on third base now. And I start throwing for the fourth batter. Now, this is their best hitter, and I'm throwing everything at him. I'm throwing fastballs in and out because I had a coach that showed me how to move my pitches around. Pablo was my coach, and he showed me how to move the pitches around, inside, outside, high, low. He showed me how to work the plate. So I was throwing fastballs, and I was moving the pitches around. And then I come back with my curveball, and the batter couldn't even get with my curveball. It was just moving too much for him. In fact, I would throw it at the batter, and it would get all the way to the batter, and then it would curve and go across the plate. So it was hard to hit my curveball. So the batters had a hard time hitting my pitch. So I struck the guy out, but my catcher missed the ball. And on a strike three pitch, if the catcher misses the ball, the runner can run to first base. And if he gets to first base before the ball gets to first base, then the runner will be on base. It's like a base hit. So our catcher missed the ball, and he was running after the ball, and he threw the ball to first base, and John ran home and scored. And I didn't even know he was coming to the plate because I was still standing on the mound. My catcher had run away from the home plate to go get the pass ball, and he threw it to first, and John scored. So that's how they got the one run. And the rest of the game, I pitched a perfect hitter. I pitched a no-hitter, but I lost 1-0. And that was the best game I ever pitched in my life. And after that, my daddy complimented me, told me I pitched a good game. And the guys on my team said I was just lucky because I was my daddy's boy. And I'm like, you guys are just mad because I'm a good pitcher. That's all. I know I'm good.
Wow.
So
wow.
I went, and after that, we lost the game, so we ended up taking third place in the league that year.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Season's greeting. Happy holidays. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show. Happy holidays, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a joke I want to share with you. There were two flies that were flying around, and they landed on a piece of boo-boo, you know, and one fly lifted his leg up and farted real loud. And the other fly said, "Come on, man, give me a break. I'm eating here." I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I had a girlfriend that had like 5 strands of hair in her head. And she put grease on her hair and combed her hair to the side. And she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. And I told her, it'll dip, but it won't do. All right. Well, let me see what the clock on the wall says. DJ, what's the time say right now?
4:08 p.m.
4:08? Oh, we got some time then. All right. Well, I got another joke to tell you. There was a man that came home from work, and he sat on the sofa and turned the TV on and was watching the news, and he was trying to read the newspaper. But his wife was complaining that he wasn't helping her do any work around the house. And he was like, "Look, I just came home from work. I worked 8 hours at this job. And I I got anxiety problems. I'm just trying to come home and relax so that I don't have, you know, so I can eat my dinner in peace and everything can be all right. Plus, you don't cook that good, so I had some problems with your dinner. And she said, but I clean the house all day. I dust the furniture. I mop the kitchen floor, and I vacuum the living room and the dining room. And I clean up everything, and you come home, and you don't offer me no assistance. I do all of this work around the house by myself, and then you want to complain about my cooking? I can't believe that you have nerve to complain about my cooking when I'm cooking for you. So, you know, you need to understand everything that I go through. And, in fact, we need to go talk to a counselor because I think we're having marriage problems. And so they made an appointment, and they went and talked to this marriage counselor. And when they walked in, the man started talking about all of the work that he does at the job. And he comes home, and he can't even sit in the house and sit back and read the newspaper. Or sit back and watch the news on TV or watch one of the sporting events on TV without his wife fussing at him. And he said he just doesn't understand why she won't leave him alone. And she starts talking. She says, well, I cooked for him all of his meals, and he wants to complain about my cooking. He doesn't do any cooking. I do all the cooking. And then I clean the house. I clean the bathrooms. I clean the bedrooms. I mop the kitchen floor. I vacuum the living room and the dining room. And I dust the furniture. I do all of the work in the house. And he doesn't help me do anything. But he wants to complain about my cooking. I just don't understand. And so the psychologist said, that's interesting. Okay. So he said, well, mister, can you go outside and let me talk to your wife for a minute in privacy? And he said, yeah, I hope you can tell her something because she really needs some talking to. And he got up and went into the waiting room and was reading some of the magazines in the waiting room. And the psychologist said, well, yeah, I understand what you're going through with your husband. But, you know, your husband has anxiety. And if he's not able to relax when he comes home, he's not going to live very long. He's going to die. So you need to be a little easier on him and don't give him a lot of problems about him not coming home and helping you clean up the house, because he goes to work every day and he has to deal with the anxiety of going to his job. So, you know, he has a tough job that he has to do, and he just wants to come home and relax and be at ease and kind of just sit back and watch some TV and read the newspaper, and he doesn't need anybody hollering at him or fussing at him and even complaining about your cooking. Just ignore him and just go ahead, you know, do something nice for him, like put some candles on the dinner table and eat your dinner like at a candlelight dinner. That would be romantic. And that would take some of the anxiety off of his shoulder. And you can do something like that. And that will make your house a little more pleasant for you to live in. Or otherwise, you know, your husband may not be around long. So she said, okay, I understand what you're saying, doctor. So she got up and she walked outside. And her and her husband got in the car, and she was driving home. And he asked his wife, he said, okay, So what did the doctor tell you while I was outside in the waiting room? And she said, well, he said that you are going to die. Because he ain't giving you no breaks. He ain't trying to be nice to you at all. I'm G Money, the film comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, we can play another song. DJ, play my lowrider song. Play my 65 Mustang lowrider song. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I had a Mustang. A Mustang. A Mustang. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I had a Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh yeah, I had tinted windows. And my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of health. And people would see me. And I'll be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. Come on now. Yeah. Show me what you can do.
been all over the world. Show me what you can do.
All right, well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut it down and get out the air chair. And I got to go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go before I say ho, ho, ho. Because it's almost Christmas. It's 2 days before Christmas. And today is my parents' anniversary. They were married 58 years before both of them passed on and went to the other side. I would see them later. But, yeah, anyway, it's 2 days before Christmas, and I want to give a shout-out to all of the followers on my radio show that are celebrating their birthdays today. Today is December 23rd, 2022. So, DJ Papa D, do we have some birthdays that we can acknowledge for my last, well, this is the first day of January, first day of Capricorn. That's right. That's the birthday in the month of January. So this is the first day of Capricorn. December 23rd is now Capricorn time. So all of the saints that were born in December, we gave you your blessings and we gave you your flowers. So you have been blessed throughout the month of December. And now we're getting ready to receive our greatest blessing. Our Lord Jesus Christ is going to be born to give us eternal life and the life after. All right, DJ Papa D, do we have any birthdays that we can acknowledge for December 23rd, 2022?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right. Here are the birthdays for today, December 23rd, 2022. Happy birthday to Shayvon Shaby. Happy birthday to Kimberly Mackins. Happy birthday to Kitta Barksdale. Happy birthday, Don Harris, 64 years young. Happy birthday to Michelle Mitch June. Happy birthday to Artisha Blackman. Happy birthday to Natalie Steffens Dossi. Happy birthday to Desiree Underwood, 45 years young today. Happy birthday to Venice Taylor. Happy birthday to Robert Taylor, Unity Pride, 64 years young today. Happy birthday to Kimberly Lewis. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Dennis Brown, who is 63 years young today. And that's it for birthdays today. For people wishing a happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating their birthday today, December 23rd, 2022.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody, even though the month of December isn't over. But the Sagittarians have had their day. So now we're on to the birthdays for Capricorn, which my mother was a Capricorn, January 18th. So I give honor to all the Capricorns because that was the lady that bore me and took care of me until I was grown and she moved on. So I want to wish everybody happy birthday. And I know God is going to bless everybody with his glory and bless them with his praise and his wealth. So without further ado, I want to wish you a happy birthday with the happy birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many more. All right. Well, with the glory of God and the Lord Jesus looking over us, we will continue to live in everlasting love. And without further ado, I want to say to you, let us all pray for the gracious
Lord.
Bill, let's work on a new song.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anniversary thing?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds good.
What's
I got the second tenor.
I got the top.
Oh, you got the top, Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take the bass, all right?
Let's go.
Okay. Let's go.
Let's move. Stop.
Yeah, I like that one.
Really sound good, man.
Hey, man, you too,
Harry. Hey, man, what about the bass, man?
The bass, man.
Always sound good.
Okay, I'll tell you what, then. Let's do it again.
One more time.
All right, that's
still on pitch now. I'm still on pitch.
All right, come on. Happy
anniversary.
talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas,
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the...
Hold it now, wait, hold it. That's played out. Hit it!
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. 'Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, knock it through your neighborhood. Gonna ring, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap about to happen like a knee you've been slapping, or a toe you've been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suit of dew with a friendly attitude, and a slave full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe look kinda weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dew came flying over here. Well, the hawk was out, snow was on the ground. Folks stayed in, too party down. The beast was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks. And the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down the heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I could sure appreciate the sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static on the chance that the fans put the body breaking in. Put the noise on the top with the reindeer top, to the trick, same thing, and I let the sucker in. He was rolling, he was holy, and I said, holy moly, you got a lot of wishes on your chinny chin chin. He allowed, he was proud of the hairy little crowd on the point of the door where the skin should have been. Get school for a fool, going out every year for a day on the plane when the cold was low. So the beer may be weird, but I'll never have a cheer, 'cause it's warm in the storm when it's 10 below. I said, yo, God, it's cold tonight, but can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not? It's the music hot, and I'll chance to dance beneath the mistletoe. So he went downstairs and forgot his scares, and he rocked his spot and danced like a pro. And every young girl tried to rock his world, but he booked the yogi yogi till he had to go. And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a fist to his big red bag. In the top or the bottom, he reached in and got him toys for the boys, for the girls' glad rags. And a grown-up got some presents too, a new TV and a stereo. A new DeVille bought as blue as the sky, the best that money couldn't buy. 'Cause money could never ever buy the feeling, the one that comes from not concealing the way you feel about your friends. And this is how the story ends. The dude in red back at the pole of North, where everything is cold. But if he were right here tonight, he'd say, Merry Christmas, and to all, a good night.
jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time, it's a swell time to go gliding on a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling beat. That's the Jingle Bell Rock. Gliding on a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling beat.
That's the Jingle Bell Rock.
Cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex
and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa boom, baby, boom, forgot to mention boom, boom, one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. The fireside is blazing bright.